This, more correctly, Labine or fellow, me, leader, was first poured forth where Rio Liviao rides and Coldy Howdo humps, under the shadow of the monument of the should-have-been legislator, Eleutheriodendron. Spare, woodman, spare, to an overflow meeting of all the nations in Leinster, fully filling the visional area, and as a single-minded supercrowd, easily representative, wet with masks, wet with faces, of all sections and cross-sections, wine shop and cocoa house poured out to brim up the broaching of our Liffyside people, to omit to mention of the mainland minority, and such as had wayfared via Watling, Ernan, Icknield, and Stain, in chief a halted Cockney car with his quotal of Hardmouth's hacks, a northern Tory, a southern Whig, an East Anglian chronicler, and a land-wester guardian, ranging from slips of young Dublinos from Cutpurse Row, having nothing better to do than walk about with their hands in their knee pants, sucking air whackers, weed to licet, jumbo brick, side by side with truant officers, three wooden balls and poplin, in search of a croust of pond, to busy professional gentlemen, a brace of palesmen with dundrearies, nooning towards dailies, fresh from snipe hitting and mallard missing on Rutland Heath, exchanging cold sneers, mask-going ladies from Hume Street in their chairs, the bearers baited, some wandering hamalegs out of the adjacent clover fields of Moses Gardens, an oblate father from Skinner's Alley, bricklayers, a Fleming, and tabinet fument, with spouse and dog, an aged hammersmith who had some chiselers by the hand, a bout of cudgel players, not a few sheep with the braxy, two blue-coat scholars, four broke gents out of Simpsons on the Rocks, a portly and a pert still tassing turkey coffee, an orange shrub in Tickeye's door, Peter Pym and Paul Fry, and then Elliot, and O. Atkinson, suffering hell's delights from the blains of their annuitants' acorns, not forgetting a juice of Dionys Reedy for the hunt, a particularist prebendary pondering on the Roman Easter, the tonsure question, and Greek onions, Plunkum, a lace lappet, headed two or three or four from a window, and so on down to a few good old souls, who, as they were juiced after taking their pledge over at the uncle's place, were evidently under the spell of liquor, from the wake of Terry the Tailor, a fair girl, a jolly poster boy, thinking off three flagons in one, a plumber, a droll, a half-serf from the weaver's almshouse, who clings and clings and chat, 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 clings to her, a whole dam's cloudy-hued petticoat, as child, as curulator, as Caoch O'Leary.